Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I rushed in here to do this show after attending a vision board party this afternoon, which was fabulous, with Sisters for Sisters, Inc. You should do a vision board, ladies. You should do a vision board on relationships and what you see, what vision you have for your future relationship. And you can put words on it, you can put photos on it, you can put whatever you want on it. But this is for you to inspire yourself, to keep yourself encouraged and looking forward to your future mate. I would recommend putting things on it like the characters, the traits that you want him to have, as well as, I don't know about photos of men, because he might not look like those men that you choose out of a magazine. But you can have photos of couples that are happy. I had one client say she had a photo of a family because she knew she wanted to have two children. So she found a husband, wife, and two kids. And that's okay. It's just a representation of what you want. So definitely do a relationship vision board. You can do one for business and just general life as well. But definitely have relationship be a part of your vision. So we're back to how to date. This is part four. I talked about just general dating, how it should go, your mindset on dating. You should not get too involved in it until it's already been established that the two of you are both in it. You're just hanging out until more has been said to each other. And it's the same way with online dating. And really, I want to call it online meeting because it's not really dating online. And if you are dating online, then something is wrong. Because if you only hear from him on the site, if the two of you are only chatting or IMing and not getting together face-to-face, then you really can't call that dating. That's not dating. You have to see each other. You should be spending time with each other in person for it to be dating. Now, I'm not saying that long-distance dating is not dating. It is, as long as you guys make some time eventually to get in front of each other and spend one-on-one face-to-face time. Long-distance relationships can work if you work it, and you have to have some guidelines set in place. You have to have a lot of trust, and you have to make a decision eventually on which one of you is going to move. So in case you were wondering if you should include your online profile to open up to other areas, men in other areas, yes. Why not? You might live in California now, and you might live in Washington, D.C. But if you are open to moving, or if he is open to moving, then there's no reason why you two can't meet and get to know each other. He might live in London. I had a couple of clients that were gentlemen who lived in London but who had a business here in the States, and they were very open to meeting women in the United States and were open to moving or having her move there. So do not limit yourself online. But let's talk in general about even getting online, because I know some of you still resist online dating. You think online dating is evil. And some of you have even done it before and had success. I was talking with one client this week, And her last two boyfriends she actually met online. So that just proves, it should have proved to her, that online dating can work. She had even had success herself with online dating. But because those two relationships eventually did not work out, now this is years later, I mean, one of those relationships was 2 years long. So just because those relationships didn't end up working out, she decided online dating was just not for her, which I think is the wrong attitude. The statistics definitely show that online dating is working. And as I said before, you probably even know people who have met online and who are dating or even married now. So it works if you know how to work it. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Your approach to online meeting, because I don't really want to call it online dating. You're really just meeting people. You're not dating them online. You meet them online and then you move offline to date. So your approach to online meeting should be light, should be curious, should be fun. It shouldn't be out of desperation. It shouldn't be out of discouragement. It shouldn't be, okay, since everybody else is on here, I'm just going to get on here. No, look at it this way. Look at it like this. It's just another portal, another avenue to meet people of the opposite sex. You're curious about who's out there. You want to have some fun. You want to meet some new people. You at least want to find some new friends. So look at it that way. This is a way that you can suddenly have access to a lot of different men in your area and outside your area. Just look at it that way. You don't have to put too much stock in it. You don't have to say, oh, I need to find my Mr. Right. Oh, I'm looking for my husband. None of that. Just think, okay, this is something new that I'm going to try. Try a different site. If you have been on there before, that doesn't mean you have to go back to your same old profile and the same old sites. There's so many sites. Choose a different one. Out of curiosity, hey, I know there's a site over here that has a lot of fraternity guys, or this site over here has a lot of people interested in interracial dating. Go and try that. Be curious. Look and see who's on there. Find out what kind of men are in your zip code. You put in your zip code or you put in your city, and then all these people pop up. You can be curious about the women's profiles, too, if you're a woman. You can put in the reverse search and see what kind of women are in your area that are online and what are they saying? What do their profiles look like? This is your competition, so you might as well see what the competition looks like and what the competition is saying. It could probably help you with your profile. And we'll talk about profile tips. The main thing about your profile, ladies, is your photos. You need to have some good photos up. And 3 to 5 photos is a good number. You don't have to have several, but you also should not just have one. You need more than one. You need at least 3. A close-up of your face, a medium shot maybe, or you in action doing something you like. If you like sports, it can be while you're out on the court or while you're out playing your sport. And a full shot one so that the person can see your body type. You cannot just have a close-up and think that that's enough. You need to have one where they can tell exactly what size you are, because that is important. And we know it's important because we know we want to see what they look like. We want to see their body type. We want to see the full package. And if they just have one photo up, then we really don't know what they look like. So 3 photos at least. 5 is great. No more than 5, though. You don't want to get into the 10 and 16 photos of yourself. 5 is enough. You want to put a few facts about yourself, because sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to go online. I don't even know what I would say. I don't want to answer all those questions. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so let me tell you. Put up a few little tidbits about yourself. Few things that you like, any hobbies or interests that you have. Answer a few of the required questions. You don't have to answer all of the questions, just as many as they require. But know this is like your resume, ladies. This is Your profile is like your resume for a job. And you're saying, hey, I'm here. I'm great for the job. Check me out. This is not where you put anything negative. A lot of times women want to list what they're looking for and what they're not looking for. Don't do that, please. Just leave that out. You don't have to have any demands in your profile. No musts. You must have this. You must have that. Leave all that stuff out. You don't want to come off that way. You want to come off light. You want to come off friendly. You want to come off as somebody who knows how to have a good time, who enjoys life, and what? Just let them know what your interests are. So that will give him something that he can contact you about. So all you need to do is give him a few little tidbits, enough to give him a clue on what you like and what he can talk to you about. So if you like basketball, hey, say I'm a Wizards fan, I'm a Lakers fan. One of the things I like to do on the weeknights is to get a glass of wine and curl up on my couch and cheer for the Lakers. I mean, you know, be creative, but definitely talk about something that you actually do. A lot of people just put, oh, I like to travel, I like to read, I like to watch movies. That's the same thing that everybody says. You want to say it at least in a different way. You might want to say, I like movies that are romantic suspense, like such and such movie. My favorite movie is this, and I like to take chocolate chip cookies in my purse when I'm going to the theater. I mean, you want to say something different from what everybody else says. If you like to travel, talk about one of your trips, just one. You don't have to list several different trips you've been on, because then that kind of looks like you spend a lot of money on your trips, which you may do, but he doesn't have to know that yet. He doesn't have to know that yet. Maybe talk about your last trip. Hey, I went to South Africa and it was amazing. I would love to show you my photos. Stuff like that is good. It's brief, but it lets them know, you know, what you're about, and also gives them a reason or something that they know about you that they can bring up when you really talk. I also recommend, ladies, that if you put up a profile and you're not letting someone like myself, who's a professional, check it, you at least let a guy check it, not your girlfriends. Because your girlfriends are just like you, probably, and they think like you, and we're not men. So you want to get the eye of a gentleman to give you feedback on your photos that you're putting up and on what you've said. He will usually tell you the truth about whether it's something that actually sounds interesting to a man or whether it's boring and generic or just too sappy. I can think of some examples that are very sappy, and I won't even say them because I know you probably have used them before. And sometimes men use those too because they know that it will appeal to women. Unique. And let your personality show through a little bit. If you're sarcastic and witty, use that. The other thing that I want to say about photos is that men aren't looking for Halle Berry, so you don't have to worry about getting them touched up. You do want to have professional photos, at least for one of your photos. You should have a really good one, but you don't have to look like a movie star in it. You don't have to use a glamour shot where you're, like, glammed up. But you do want something where you look cute and you look friendly and the photo is clear. Professional photos are clear, crystal clear, in fact. But don't think that because you don't look like Halle Berry or Gabrielle Union or somebody that they're not going to find you attractive. As I have said in previous shows, men have their own type, and you fit somebody's type. So just be confident that whatever you look like, there's somebody out there that is actually attracted to your type. So just put your best foot forward. Doesn't have to look like anyone else. Just look your best and put those photos up. If you don't have any recent photos, then go get some taken. You can have a friend use her phone or your phone or a camera, or go on to the JCPenney or the Walmart, or I think mostly all places these days have a portrait studio. So go just look at Groupon or Living Social, find out if there's any deals out there, and go take a professional shot. It doesn't cost that much, maybe $20, maybe $30 at the most to just get one good photo. Do it, because the men are searching online. They're sitting there at the computer just going through profiles, and mainly they're looking at the photos. They're looking for someone that they find attractive, someone that looks fun, someone that looks happy, like they enjoy themselves, like they enjoy life, and someone who looks healthy. You don't have to be petite and small, but they do want to know that you are concerned about your health and that you are trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So if you know that you need to lose some weight, then go ahead and start working on that as well. All right, so one of the things I also suggest you do when you're meeting people online is to just log in to your dating site and let your profile stay open for an hour or so. You don't have to be sitting there at the computer, but just log in so it shows to those that are online that you are also online. Some guys are looking to chat with somebody right then, so they will scroll through whoever's online right now. And like I said, if your look catches their eye, then they will reach out to you. Men know what they want. Men know who they want. And they go after what they want and who they want. So I don't recommend you do a lot of searching. I recommend that you just be on it so that they can search and find you. Don't worry about all those matches that the site sends you. They will send you matches every day and say, oh, look, this person is a match with you. That's a waste of time. To sit there and go through all of those matches that the site sends doesn't mean anything. The man is going through all of those matches and reaching out to the ones that he wants to. So you don't have to waste your time going through all of those matches. If you really want to do your own search, you can, and then send a wink or a smile or whatever that particular site uses as a, hey, I'm here, check out my profile. I would not recommend emailing the men. Most of the time, women email men that they're attracted to, and then they get discouraged when the man does not respond. And, I mean, you don't respond to people, so you shouldn't get discouraged and feel rejected when they don't respond to you. But to eliminate all of that, because I still believe the man should be doing the pursuing and that all you have to do is respond, let him search you out and contact you. Let him do the initiating. Check out all the winks and the emails that come to you and read their profiles. Don't just glance at the photo and keep going. Read the profile and see if there's anything there that catches your eye. He might be very intelligent. He might be exactly what you're looking for, but because he doesn't have a good photo, you might have rejected him without even looking any deeper. Now, men do that because they're very visual, and if they don't like what you look like, then they really don't care to know you. But we, as women, should be going a little bit deeper. As I've said before, a lot of men just don't take good photos. They look much better in person. So you really don't want to put too much stock into the photos, ladies. You really don't want to eliminate guys based on one photo. Definitely at least look at the other photos that he has up, because you'll see, oh, he looks a little bit better in this one. Oh, this angle is better. And if he looks halfway decent, if he doesn't repulse you, then it might be worth actually meeting him face-to-face before you make a determination on whether he's a yes or no. I'm telling you, a lot of you have eliminated all these guys online, and if you had just met them in person, you would be married to him right now. And I usually share the story about my own husband, how he says he sent me something. We were both on Match at the same time, but we did not meet that way. But he says that he sent me a wink or an email or something online, and I do not remember him at all. And it's probably because he did not have a good photo. He has better photos now that I have taken of him and shown him, hey, look, this one is really good. Hey, crop this out. You don't need all the space right here. Why is this showing in the photo? You know, don't always know. but don't judge them too harshly on that. Look at the profile and see what it says. On the flip side, do not start dreaming about the guy or putting too much into a profile. Some women do the searches and they say, oh, here he is. Oh, this guy is gorgeous. Look at him. Oh, look what he said. He's perfect. And then they start building up this fantasy around him. And then when he doesn't respond, or when he just sends one response and then doesn't follow up, then they're crushed. They're heartbroken because they really thought, oh, this was the right guy. You don't know him. You haven't met him. He is not the one yet. Don't put any kind of feeling into it. Don't let your heart even start to get invested. Like I said, you're just doing this out of curiosity. You're keeping everything light. You're just seeing who's out there. You're not putting your heart on the line through online dating or online meeting, as I call it. You want to set some goals for your online meeting. Maybe it's to meet two guys per week online. Maybe it's to meet in person one guy a week online. Whatever it is, set that goal and then try to achieve it. It might be hard to do that since you're not the one reaching out to them, but don't get discouraged. Maybe the profile that you have up right now needs some work, and that's why you're not getting all of the attention that you should be. If so, you can sign up for a session with me, or we will review your profile and change it and add what needs to be added or take something out. So don't get discouraged if you've been online for a while and you still haven't found the results that you want. That just means that you need to change something. Or maybe you need to change sites. Maybe you've been on Match forever and it hasn't worked for you. Maybe you need to try eHarmony. Or maybe you've been on eHarmony and it sucked. Maybe now you need to go over to OkCupid. Or some other site. There's so many sites. I know one lady was telling me about a site for people who are into working out and fitness. They have their own site. So do some research and find something that fits you, what you like and what you're looking for. And I can't stress enough. I just said this, but I'm going to say it again. Be discriminating on character, not on looks, at least to begin with. The profile is more important than the photo. But on the flip side, your is more important than your profile for the guy. So for ladies, read the profile, but know as a woman that the men looking at you are going to be putting a lot of stock into your photos, not your profile. You can pretty much say anything on your profile. They don't really care. They just care whether or not they're attracted to you and whether you look like you have some sense and you're not a chicken head or what do they call it? You're not, I don't even know the latest slang, so I'll just leave that alone. All right, so when you're in the midst of doing this thing called online dating, email just a few times. You're just getting basic info from the person, and you're just confirming if they're worthy enough to meet. You are not trying to get to know him through email and through IMing and through phone calls and through chatting. No, you get to know a person in person. So don't spend hours on the phone or through the site or emailing. Email just a few times, just enough to get some basic info to be sure that this is somebody that you want to meet. I have seen it time and time again, and I've even had it happen myself, where you spent too much time talking with somebody that you hadn't met and you thought you actually liked them. And when you met in person, you didn't like them at all. There was no attraction. There was no chemistry. Nothing even seemed the same in some cases. So don't waste all that time. A few emails, a conversation on the phone, maybe one or two, and get in front of each other. You can say something like, hey, this has been a great conversation. Let's meet for coffee soon. You don't have to say anything specific. Let him suggest that. But then if he doesn't, you might want to move on. Do not keep chatting or emailing if the person does not want to meet. Some men are online for different reasons. They're not actually online to actually have a relationship with somebody. They're just wasting time. They're just trying to get their ego stroked. there's whatever. They could be doing it for a number of reasons. So if they don't want to meet you in person, next. Yes, there are married men that just want to talk to somebody. Yes, there are different types of men, scammers, liars, whatever. So the faster you meet them in person, the quicker you can evaluate whether this is actually a viable candidate for your affections or not. And let me say something about the phone, because I know some ladies say they do not want to give out their phone number, and that is perfectly okay. You can use Google Voice and get a fake number where you can give that number that you got from Google Voice, and they call that in, and it forwards to your real phone number. They don't get your real phone number. I have a client that uses Google Voice. There are other free ways like that, that you can get a phone number that's not exactly your regular number. So do that if you are concerned about him having your phone number. But you can always block somebody. You can always look at the ID and see who's calling and just not answer. So I don't see anything wrong with giving out your real phone number. I suggest meeting at Starbucks or Panera Bread for your very first face-to-face meeting. Something short, like 30 minutes to an hour, no more than 2 hours. You are just having this first meeting to see if there's any attraction, if there's any chemistry, if there's really any reason to go out on a real date. I suggest setting these meetings at a Starbucks or Panera Bread that's near a shopping center or in a shopping center. That way you can park way on the other side of the mall or way on the other side of where you're meeting him, so he doesn't even see you get in and out of your car if you end up not wanting him to know anything. Or you can just leave and go shopping. Leave him there at the Panera Bread and go shopping. So in case he was going to try to follow you, which he probably wasn't, but I know some ladies are very concerned about safety and not getting involved with a stalker or an axe murderer, which rarely happens, ladies. Do not worry so much about online being the place where you're going to meet a serial killer. How many people do you know that that has happened to? Probably not any. You might have read one article or two. I mean, I'm not saying things don't happen, and you do need to exercise caution and to always be wise and use wisdom. But don't be so afraid to meet people. Meet them in a public place, and it should be fine. And make sure that it's short, no more than 2 hours. You can always set another date if it turns out the two of you do like each other and want to see each other again. Or you can always extend it past coffee. Say if you're at the Starbucks in a mall and you are enjoying your conversation with him and he does seem cool and he's obviously into you. If he suggests, hey, why don't we go to this restaurant and have dinner, and you want to do it, by all means do it. Just have that option. Don't set it up for that already, because then if you don't want to stay, you're either going to have to be rude and back out, or you're going to have to endure it if you're too nice to end it. So these have been a few tips for how to date using online sites. There's Tinder, and there's other apps that are also used in the same way as online dating. I won't go into that now, because I only have 90 seconds, but you can sign up for my online dating boot camp package, which is only going to be $49 for you in the month of February. Check out my website at kikistrickland.com for more information. That's where I will help you choose your photos. I will send you another podcast that I have on Love on the Net, which helps you choose your username and get set up. And then it also includes a brief meeting with me to discuss your strategy for online dating. I hope this has been helpful. And get out there and do some dating now that you have some knowledge. All right? Happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.